Hello, today I have Dan Reber from Precision BI with me. Dan, can you please introduce yourself to our viewers?
Yeah, I'm the creative director at Precision BI. I deal with the strategic planning and overall design of the application.
Fantastic. And what does Precision BI do?
We have a data analysis software that we primarily sell to the healthcare industry to help them analyze their clinical and financial data.
So you provide business intelligence software on top of healthcare data?
Correct.
Right. And fantastic. And tell more about your solution to our viewers.
Well, what it is it's a application that we sit on top of metadata, where it allows the users to easily create SQL statements to help with the analysis of their data.
Right, and I was actually, we were looking at the application just a couple of hours ago. It's a VB6 application right now, and you are migrating it to the latest Microsoft platform.
Correct.
So, talk more about it. What latest platform?
Well, what we're using is, we researched migrating from VB6 to the latest .NET application. Our technology, we were originally thinking of using it's a WinForms application for a client server and ASP.NET for a browser-based. Then we started hearing about more about Silverlight and WPF. So we decided to use a WPF and Silverlight, since they share a common framework, so we could have two separate applications but have share the majority of the same code base.
So I think so your story is that you are reusing a lot of XAML concepts and the .NET 3.5 Silverlight WPF framework.
Correct.
And creating a solution which can both be served on a browser using Silverlight and using WPF.
That's correct.
Right. So so what are the benefits actually that you see using WPF technology, .NET, versus what you had before, which was VB6 based forms?
Well, with the XAML, it makes it a lot easier to have your styles and the same flow of your application throughout. For both the Silverlight and the WPF, we share common XAML, so in essence we have two separate applications, but having 99%, if not more, of the same code and XAML, the only difference is being some style changes.
That is fantastic. So what is, are you thinking of, since it's a WPF application and also Silverlight application, now you're talking about Silverlight application, you're thinking of running out of the browser as well.
That's right.
Right, so are you thinking of using or leveraging some of the Windows 7 capabilities like taskbars and other things?
Yeah, I was shown a nice demonstration of how you can use the Win 7 API, and then it's like IE has, where you put your mouse over the IE taskbar icon, you see all the different tabs that are there, you right-click on, you get a nice menu. We feel that'll be a big enhancement for what we can give our users. So we have a similar framework where users can have multiple sessions open, which will be kind of simulate the multiple tabs that IE has.
So multiple sessions, and then it would obviously, on Windows 7, when you hover over the taskbar, you would say different previews of the
yes.
different tabs.
Yes, because right now, that's if you're within the application, when you hover over what we call our session window, you'll see little thumbnails of the state of that session when you minimized it. So if you go down the Windows taskbar, you'll see the same type of thumbnails.
Well, that is fantastic, because that's what Windows 7 actually brings to the table. It fits right into what you actually are trying to do.
Now, we
were also talking about Silverlight 4.
That's right, yes.
So what in Silverlight 4 is excited, what is exciting for you to actually move to Silverlight 4?
Well, we were waiting for the out-of-browser to see how that will fit within our implementations, how we want to install on clients, client sites. And the out-of-browser really fit into that, into our needs. Along with we were waiting for the right-click, because I'm sure a lot of people were in the development community, waiting for right-clicks, and a lot of style enhancements within Silverlight 4.
And also, we actually were talking about the pivot, Silverlight pivot.
Oh, yes.
Thing.
Yeah, that was very interesting. Because a big part of our application is a Excel pivot table-like component of it. We call it crosstabs. And this new pivot component from Microsoft sounds pretty interesting.
Well, That is fantastic. And any plans to go to Visual Studio 2010? What are you looking there for?
Yeah, we're releasing our first module to our pilot program members and within the next 4 or 5 weeks. And after that, we'll be migrating to both of like 4 and 2010.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure our viewers would love to see a demo of your product.
Sure.
And once I have it in my hand, I'll post a link to this video.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Dan, for your time today.
Thank you.